What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Kill hungry, thirsty, dead.
Fuck, that was a good ad.
That was
such a good ad. Especially the teddy bear.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Fuck, let's watch that ad.
It's some quality content.
It is. Oak. It was oak, too. And yeah. What's our bong made out of?
Oak.
Yep.
I thought that was your bong when I walked in. I was like, fancy.
We could definitely get that made into a bong.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? That was granddad's.
Oh,
it's granddad's bong.
It's granddad's bong. Yeah, we could get like a diamond hole cutter. Fucking drill in the side of that sucker. That'd be a fucking great bong.
Dad would be like, oh, so you're using that decanter? Granddad. Yep.
Yep. You're fucking right we are.
All right.
There's that done.
Fuck, I reckon that'd be a sick bong.
We should get a fancy one.
That's your can piece.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you're not using it, you pull it out of the hole and... Yeah, fuck yeah. Put it on top.
And you can fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Like I fucked my bong.
My bong, my
bong. The lovely lady bong.
Ah. Don't acknowledge it.
I forgot to show you this, Mitch. I'm sorry.
That's a fucking fancy little fucking thing you got there. What's that? Fuck, you're paranoid about smell, aren't you?
I'm just paranoid in general.
Just because you smoked so much already.
Smoked myself retarded.
You really did, oh.
Look how fancy his fucking container is, Tanya.
Yeah. Cause
he brought fuck all, too.
He's a fucking pro.
That's for one joint. It's already chopped. I've got nugs in there.
Yeah.
Don't acknowledge it.
Oh man.
Fucking got in the car with Bobby the other night.
Yeah.
And he's like, my car smells like fucking don't acknowledge it.
Yeah. And don't acknowledge it.
Smells like that and gym bags. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, and I was already like feeling like anxious and like ugh before my set. And so then I just fucking jump in his car and like immediately I'm just like, I needed to vomit. I was like, no. But I don't want to be rude. He's giving me free. Don't acknowledge it. So I was like,
from Bobby, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I only had one hit. That was enough for me. I was fucked.
Yeah.
And then he puts on this fucking country song. And starts like belting it out at the top of his lungs, just screaming this country song. And I'm like, you are not wide enough for this, Bobby. What the fuck? Confusing the fuck out of me.
Is that how black people look at white people when we start rapping along
with their songs? Yeah, it was like opposite that. I'm like, Bobby, what are you doing?
Oh, save that. It's good shit.
Yeah. That is a great bit. Just... being like, you know, it's embarrassing when white people do that, like sing a heaps black song. They look weird.
But when black people sing like country music, although Bobby's not really black, he's Indian. But.
Yeah, yeah. When like an Indian starts singing a white song, you're like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
I mean, I'm cool with it. He can sing whatever the fuck he wants. But it just
look,
took
man,
me back
I'm not
for
a racist.
Sec. I was like, I didn't picture you as a country music fan, Bobby. He's like, I just like this one song. I'm like, yeah, that's what white people would say if they got called out for listening to rap. And be like, no, it's just this one that I really like. I know all the words. Bobby's secretly racist.
Was it about a horse?
He's probably not there.
That fucking country song you'll...
I don't fucking know. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's probably about a horse.
Ooh.
It's a real popular one.
Squeaky.
Yeah, that is
Eddie
squeaky.
Got a new car.
Eddie did.
Could you please grab me another beer, please? I've had a couple.
Danger.
Oh man, I was watching Tanya play. Fucking COD before.
Mm.
God damn, it was exciting.
It would have been.
It's fucking... Oh, it's crazy. She's real good at it, too.
I remember last time watching Robbo and her play COD when I was here, and I was fucked off me tree.
Yep.
And I couldn't eat Chinese food. Because I thought I was a brontosaurus.
Oh, yeah, that was the night you came around and we couldn't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's good beer. Did you hear the squeak?
Well, I've heard it lots of times.
It was a good squeak.
You like to suck on that thing hard.
Oh, man, I just don't know how to let air in properly while I'm drinking.
I just don't know how to suck soft.
Yeah, I don't know.
You just leave a little gap.
Yeah.
At the top.
Why don't you just have a little one, mate?
Pants.
Why don't you just have a little one?
Because I was going to share it.
Yeah, I know. We can share a little one, can't we?
Oh.
Maybe later.
I thought you'd never ask. He's just going to share his little one with me.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man. I bet you the mic's definitely picked that up.
You reckon? These devices in front of us.
Whoops.
That are like, their one job is to record audio.
Yeah.
You reckon they did that?
Yeah, I reckon it probably heard that background noise.
Probably.
Followed by coughing. Don't acknowledge it. Oh, fuck. We can't play some music. That's right. Can't chuck it up on YouTube if we start playing music.
Oh, they won't take us down. What are they going to do? Powerfish always puts like fucking Metallica and shit in the background of his videos. That I just think you get demonetized. And this ain't going to make any money. So.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Tanya, go grab me an iPad, would you? Please. Please, beautiful darling.
Where is it?
Little darling. Doo doop 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 doop. It's not how it goes.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you were singing.
Little darling, you spend so long jerking me off.
Full-time job.
Little darling, why don't you spit once in a while?
You wanted a spit?
She needs that protein.
Yeah. No, not at the end. Like, spit on your hand. Build it up a bit.
I thought you meant, like, spit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why don't you just spit once in a while? You always swallow them.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Give me some of that.
What's it called? Fucking baby birding?
Semen. Huh?
Baby birding?
It's called snowballing, actually.
Ah, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like baby birding's like a better idea.
Bird bathing is like where you get your nutsack and you stretch it out and you fill it with piss.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then someone drinks your piss out of your nutsack.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure some footy players got in trouble for doing it.
Oh, really?
Man, yeah. It's not gay if you play footy.
Can't have any fun these days. Used to bird bath each other all the time.
It's always some like that must be some closet gay dude coming up with those like all right guys. He's like a kinky gay dude. He's just like, oh yeah, guys. Like, let's fucking play this fun prank where he drinks piss out of my ball sack.
Just a funny, funny prank.
Yeah. And they've all got brain right here.
All right. Where's the lighter?
Over there. No, don't acknowledge it.
Don't acknowledge it.
You got an ashtray?
Yeah, outside.
Yeah, it is outside.
We can just use a coffee cup like the real men we are.
Yeah, let's do that.
Little darling. Doo doop 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 doop. Doop, doop. Could you go grab my iPad, Tanya?
Can't you?
We don't need music at the moment.
Yeah, you.
We've got to concentrate.
Get it? You just got lit up.
Yeah, that's why I grabbed this one.
Don't acknowledge it. You know, that reminds me of the nanny.
Mr. Sheffield.
Fuck, she was hot.
I reckon... The hottest chick on TV ever has got to be Lucy Lawless Zelda. Not Zelda. Xena. What'd you make that out of? Cardboard.
Yep.
That's fucking good. That's a good idea.
Get all the good stuff. Why is it so wet?
That might have been me, I think.
Yeah, Tanya doesn't know how to fucking smoke.
Tanya's all wet. Why is it so wet? Oh, that's me. My bad.
I'm just super hydrated.
Yep. Tanya's just pissing herself.
Yeah. It's a problem.
So glad I bought heaps of water. I'm a thirsty boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're really drinking that water. I mean, we offered you some before the podcast, but you're like, nah, man, I'm just going to drink it on the podcast.
Water?
Yeah.
I remember that.
It was before the podcast. You were talking about, oh man, I think I need some water. I was like, don't have any now.
I don't remember that.
Wait until you're on the podcast.
Sort of gaslighting.
And that's why we've been having all these awkward pauses in the last couple of minutes, because you've been bloody drinking your water.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, that's high quality H2O.
Ooh wee. You're telling me, sir.
Yeah, it gives you the head spins. That's how good this water is.
Yeah.
That's good old tan water.
Yeah. You're going to have to go up there and have some of ours as well. You're going to be on the same level as us.
I don't like your water.
Nah. Look, my tan water, honestly...
The tap is fucked.
Yeah, it is. It is a bit. But, like, my tan water, mate, is pretty fucking good. It's got a good temperature.
Mm.
And you know the taste water gets when it's cold?
Yeah.
It's like that fresher taste almost.
Mm.
That's what our town water tastes like, that fresh taste. The fresh taste of cold water.
I love the fresh taste of cold water. I'm going to have some right now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I try and drink one of these bad boys a day at work.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah, look, I don't really drink much water through the week.
Why not?
Because
it's good for you. Helps you shit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Are you blocked up at the moment?
No, I'm good.
Yeah?
Shot out like a fucking shotgun, which is also a problem.
I had one of those this morning, too.
Yeah, no, I had Dirty Bird the other night.
Oh, I woke up after, like, laying in bed last night watching Shameless eating pizza shapes and M&M's. And I washed it down with a blue Powerade.
Oh.
And I woke up in the morning and I was like, I have a pain in my tum-tum.
You know nothing good's coming of it.
Nah, I was like, I need to deal with this. Ooh, it was nasty. Nah, I'm good. I've had enough water for now. You can have as much water as you like, though.
I think I'm good, eh?
Yep. Ooh.
So, speaking of shotgunning, Tyler will love this. When we were at Southwest Rocks and Tyler had to go to the toilet, that was like an old outhouse kind of system.
Ah, yeah.
And he did the shotgun and scared the dog next door and it started farting.
He shat so hard, he scared the dog next door.
That is a hectic shit.
We love you, Tyler.
That's a fucking... That's a crime.
What do we have for dinner that did that to him?
Was it the pasta and shit?
I don't know.
Did we have pizza that night? No, we had something fancy, didn't we? It was my birthday. We got to have something fancy on my birthday.
I can't remember what we had.
I think we had Indian. Or something like that.
Thai.
Maybe. I remember that one of the nights. Fuck, it was a while ago.
Yeah. It was almost as if it was...
I just remember playing Super Smash Brothers for fucking ages.
Like, yeah. That was
a whole thing.
That was fucking all day. That's all we did.
Go to Southwest Rocks, play Smash Brothers for two days straight, come home. We're like, that was sick.
And then I like...
That was the best holiday ever.
It was fucking amazing, wasn't it?
You want to go down the beach? And no. No. Fucking Tyler's playing King K. Rool. I'm going to take him down.
I got sick of sharing, so I went and bought my own.
Yeah, true.
I was like, I shouldn't have to share. It's my birthday. This is my toy.
And I was just being a mega cunt. I'm like, I'm not letting anyone win. Fuck you guys.
I know. We spent 2 days trying to beat you at that fucking game.
It wasn't going to happen, motherfucker.
I remember, like, we got crazy about it, too. Yeah. It was just me and Tyler versus you. We're giving each other little pep talks after the round. Tyler's like, yeah, it's all right, mate. It happens to the best of us, you know?
Fuck, I had some shit I was thinking about before I came out. I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Now I can't fucking remember. So.
Oh, man.
Oh, well.
Whoopsie daisies.
It's gone.
That's the worst when you have those thoughts. I came up with a joke in a dream. And it was the funniest joke I've ever written. And I was
but
so
I didn't write it.
I was so fucking proud of it, right? I was so proud of this joke. I was like, man, I've got to write that down. I was like, and I couldn't find a pen and paper.
Oh, no, shit the bed again.
And then I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, no, it's all right. I'll definitely remember it. It was the funniest joke I've ever written in my life.
Mm.
I will definitely remember it. And then I woke up and I couldn't fucking remember it.
Yeah.
I was like, what was the joke?
It'll come back to you.
Nah, it won't.
I reckon
I reckon it was my brain fucking with me. It's like, this is the best prank ever. I'm going to have a dream that I came up with the best joke ever, but I actually didn't. It was all in me head. Oh, my God.
Learned it when I was dead.
Inception. Don't you be dropping rhymes, all right? You're white.
I'm just saying, that's what you're kind of dead when you're asleep. It's like a little bit of death.
No, it's not.
It is.
Your brain lights up when you're asleep.
I know it lights up and shit, but like, I reckon that's
what... That's not death.
Yeah, but you don't... Like, when you're asleep... You go to bed for the night, you don't know that you're sleeping. You're not consciously aware that you're sleeping. Oh, yeah.
Oh. It depends if you can lucid dream, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then when you're in the dream, you know you're in a dream.
Yeah.
In your dream. But you don't, like, it's weird. You don't know that you're asleep.
No, but sometimes
you know
do.
You're in a dream. But you, yeah.
Yeah. And you're asleep while you're dreaming, man.
Yeah.
So I just proved my point.
Yeah. You did. But some nights you just go out.
Yeah.
And when,
it's because your
you
brain
wake up,
really,
like, oh, where the
really
fuck did
needed
that go?
To shut down. It's a reboot. Every night is your reboot.
Yeah, but that's what happens.
And it's
when
like
you
it
die.
Needed a really deep, it needed to defrag and then reboot. It was a whole thing.
Mm.
It was a whole other thing, mate. That's what sleep is.
Yeah, but when
it's
you,
your brain
when
up,
you, when you die, that's what. Death is too.
No,
you know,
no, the brain's dead. There's no electrical signals.
So you reckon when
there's
you
nothing.
Well, what happens when you die then?
Your brain just shuts down.
Oh, you know that, do you?
They know. They know because they down. Can. They can tell when the brain's alive because it's like buzzing with electrical signals.
The brain's definitely not alive when you're dead. But,
exactly, because it hasn't got those electrical signals.
Yeah,
and the electrical signals are measurable. You can see them in an X-ray and shit.
Yeah.
So they know the difference between a sleeping brain
and a dead
and
brain.
And a dead brain.
Yeah.
It's quite easy, actually.
Fancy
the difference
that.
So the fact that your brain's
the
when
fact
you're
that
asleep
this one
it lights
is,
up.
The fact that this one is out of someone's head on the table.
Yeah. We're
believe.
Scanning it anyway.
I don't believe
they,
you.
You
scan
you,
that shit.
I bet you they have though.
It's what,
well,
someone,
they have.
It's on the table and you're like, I'm pretty sure it's still
no,
alive
no,
though.
No, because they scan the brains of dying people.
No, I'm
so
saying the brain's
the
chopped
electrical...
out on the table.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there, chunk of meat on the
you're
table.
You're not doing that. You're scanning someone who's about to die.
Yeah.
And you watch the signals there and you watch them disappear.
But is someone scanning? I'm saying, is someone scanning the hunk of meat on the table for brain signals while it's outside of the head?
Well, probably when they autopsied the cunt, they just like.
Yeah, but usually they chop
died.
It up. Why don't? And
he's
I've
in
never
a hospital.
Done. I'm just saying
they're not hard to find.
I'm just saying I've never done it myself, so. You know.
You forgot your point, didn't you?
No. How do they?
You did. We're talking about whether the brain's alive.
Yeah, but
when
have,
you're
ever,
asleep.
Have you ever tested a brain sitting on a table to see if it's alive or not?
You're still trying to make this point?
Yeah, but what if it is?
If it is, that's great. Conspiracy, man.
They take all the brains out of heads and they do stuff with them.
They finger them.
They're not letting the healthy brain go to waste.
Charlie, they finger the brain.
What the fuck is that? They finger the brains?
Yeah, that's what they do to them, Charlie. They take them out. They put them on the table. They finger them.
What do they get out of that?
Sexual gratification.
There's a whole underground. Fuck little kids, no. I want a whole brain. They're way rarer
I'm
to get.
I'm cutting
Do you know how easy it is to get a kid? You can just pick one up off the street, but a real brain? You got to kill someone for that, especially if you want it fresh.
There's not much fun fingering a rotting brain.
Yeah, no, you don't want none of that
you
cold
want them
shit.
Nice and firm. And get them while they're young, you know?
You can't just microwave a brain.
No, no.
To warm it back up.
It makes a mess if you try and do that. Oh, man.
That's good shit, man. You should do that on stage.
Oh, fuck.
Just how many people would walk out? Just like, what the fuck is this cunt going on about? I can't deal with this.
Oh, dude.
I need to go home.
That or you just have the best set of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone got me, man. I was understood that much.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Too bad if it was a train wreck. Imagine that. So you get up there and it was like awful. You're just bombing.
Yeah.
And you think you're killing.
Yeah.
And everyone else in the room can see it except you. It's just you alone up there thinking, I'm going to be a star.
That's horrific. That's why, like, by default, when I get off stage, I'm like, I fucking hate myself. That was terrible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No matter how good I went, I'm like, that was shit. I can do better.
Yeah.
Because then I don't run the risk of being like, people are enjoying that. I'm really good. And then everyone's like, no, you're fucking not. You are awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I already think that I'm awful, then everyone else thinking that I'm awful, I'm just like, well, you all agree with me. That's good. We're all on the same page.
That is another level of anxiety, Ethan.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that is a whole thing. You just released a whole thing out there.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, that's an awful thing to bring up.
Way to kill the mood, Ethan. You and your self-doubt.
You fucking freaked me out. You gave me some of your self-doubt.
Good. You need more... You need less confidence.
Oh.
Is what you need.
Yeah, no, because I haven't got a whole set about me being a fat cunt and women not wanting to fuck me.
Yeah, sad.
Yeah. I've got too much self-confidence, man.
That's it.
That's my problem. I fucking love myself. I'm the best.
I know, you do. I was listening to you talk about how hot you were before you got fat.
Oh, I'm like,
that's debatable.
Nah, I had a six-pack, man.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you're hot.
Mm. Oh, if you don't look at my face, I'm hot.
Yeah. You're a bag job.
Nah, I was like, yeah, if I'm not fat, I'm, you know, I'd say I'm run of the mill.
Yeah, you could put a bag over your head and fuck you and you'd be all right. But I'm now. That's going to be a big bag.
I'm just going to wear the bag like a muumuu.
It's just a bag with a hole in the ass of it.
I'm not even going in there to fuck chicks.
No, you're getting fucked.
Yeah.
It's your big old muumuu.
I'm just a mush pile. Just a pile. It doesn't matter what it is or where it is. You can just mush it in there. You're like, oh, yeah, that'll work.
That'll do it. It's pretty lubricated.
Yeah.
He's sweating.
Except it's a rib.
Oh. I already smashed my ass on this when I sat down.
Yeah, I know.
That's one of the dangers of being skinny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
You fall on things and it fucking hurts. But it probably hurts more for you if you go down.
Yeah, because I ain't getting back up. Look, gravity is impacting on me much more.
Yeah. Yeah. I carried a carton of beer up my driveway the other day, and I was like, I got to the top of the stairs, and I'm like, yeah, that was a bit of a, you know, fucking had to carry that. I felt that weight. And I'm like, I just thought of you. I'm like, fuck, that cunt just carried like two cartons up here. And I wonder if he was puffed. Like,
my cardio's off the fucking chain. Yeah. The problem is I can't keep up. My body's stronger than my lungs are. Right. That's my problem.
Yeah. The other day you came around and you fucking like got up to the house and you're like, like you're right, no, man. Like, you're like, you've got a very steep like driveway.
You know, like you've just done like a little bit of exercise and you're just like, oh, maybe my breath's like out of sync or whatever. And you're like, you just take like maybe one or two. You're like, And then you notice and you're like, hey, man. I've been watching you real close there, and you breathe twice quickly. Did you notice that?
On the
you made two breaths, and you're like, they were a bit close together. Those two breaths compared to the rest of my sample size of breaths that I've been counting in the last couple of moments while I've been paying lots of attention to you.
Don't forget to breathe. That's important.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because you fucking pick up on it.
Oh, yeah.
You watch things, you fucking weirdo. What are you always watching me for?
Just seeing what's going on, mate. I'll pick up on a lot of things. I'll
have
you know.
Fucking creepy daddy long legs in the corner of the room.
There's too much shit going on.
Just fucking watching stuff.
I'm highly autistic in, like, many different ways. Yeah. Because of probably how much acid I took.
Yeah.
That helps, but, yeah. It's like, there's a lot of shit going on. You got to pay attention.
Yeah, but do you have to tell us everything that you notice?
Yeah, all the time.
I'd appreciate it if you stopped that.
No.
Just telling us things you notice?
Yeah, that's called being a comedian. I'm an observational guy. I get on stage and I'm like, hey, did you ever notice this?
Observational? Or you talk about yourself on stage.
I talk about other shit too.
Yeah.
Like that clock's loud, eh?
I was thinking the cricket over there was real loud.
Oh, yeah.
I thought the silence was pretty loud.
That's even...
Don't acknowledge it.
I want
that cut out. I want that fucking bit right there that Ethan just is. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
We need to redo the intro with all the spastic noises we make that have been cut out by Tyler.
I bet like most of them are just
We'll get enough in this episode alone, I reckon.
I'd say so.
To be able to redo the intro.
Oh, man.
What was that thing you said at South of Shrocks? You'll have three boiled potatoes.
Unpeeled.
That's right. I was a fancy retard. I'll take three boiled potatoes, unpeeled. He's a connoisseur of the
That's not the
starch.
Voice you did it in, though. You weren't being fancy.
No, but that was the idea behind the joke, mate.
Yeah, but the voice that you used was very different to that. It was like,
yeah, I know. I've improved on it since then.
I'll have three boiled potatoes. Unpeeled. Like you went hard on the retard angle.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I was less fancy, more on the retard side. Yeah.
You went your full potential.
Like that one time we went into fucking...
I bob along the scale of retardation on like a week-to-week basis. Like some weeks I'm real good. And other weeks I'm, you know, shitting
myself.
Remember
when we went into EB Games? And they had a StarCraft poster on the wall. I'm like, that's a sick poster. And I think you pretended to be retarded. And somehow we got a poster.
Yes! It's on your Facebook.
What?
Yeah.
It's on your Facebook.
Yeah, I remember that. We went into EV Games. You pretended to be retarded and they gave us a StarCraft poster for my special friend or some shit. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I remember.
How the fuck don't I remember this?
I don't know. But you plan it out. You're like, I'm going to act retarded and we're going to get this poster. I'm like, that is a mad idea. Let's do it. I just try so hard not to laugh.
Oh my God.
You were just like making fucktard noises. Just like, duh, duh. You went full fucking. It was bad. Just simple Jack. Can I have a poster that would make me happy? I was fucked. I just wanted to go in and like pre-order the game. Actually, yeah, you were like, I'm going to act retarded and get us the poster. I'm like, I don't even want the poster. And you're like, no, we're getting it. All right.
Did I fucking seriously do that?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man, how the fuck don't I remember that?
Because I have that poster. Like, I can remember it from living in Sydney. I had it there.
Yeah.
And how else would I have got a poster from EB Games? Like, it was the game sale poster. It wasn't like a one I bought. It was just like that was up in EB Games for sale. StarCraft 2. Pre-order now, I think it had on the bottom.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I had that poster for years. And it was all fucked up at the bottom because they just, like, tore it off the wall.
I don't know where it is. I can't see it on there.
Yeah.
I'm going to check my computer.
Oh,
that was crazy. What do you got? A picture of it?
I think so.
A memory.
Of your.
Why would there be a picture of it?
No, I didn't take a picture like that. No. Fuck, I hope not.
Oh, you weren't like that. You were, yeah.
All right.
Tanya's gathering evidence to file for her carer's payment from Centrelink.
Yeah, or a divorce.
Look, he's been retarded for ages. He didn't tell me he was, and then I married him.
Yeah. Fucking.
Is there any, like, legal ground to stand on there?
Yeah, if you don't know someone's, like.
Oh, shit, I remember what I was going to talk about now. It's come to me.
You're making me nervous.
So, no need to be nervous. I'll ease it in.
So, he's bringing out evidence. Have I done something?
Mark Beattie just ditched me. What a dick. Hey, man.
Have I done something that you're about to, like.
No, I'm not going to bring up that, like, the shit that you do on the podcast.
Ah, good.
Fucking try and do shit to me. Right at the end, too. You're like, yeah, what about this that you did? Remember the time when I ate a prawn because you told me to because your mum was peeling them and then you fucking. I'm like, I don't know. I didn't know prawn etiquette. I was like 14 and I hated prawns. Yeah. I didn't know you had to peel them yourself and that was a thing. I've never fucking eaten them. You're just grilling me because my mum yelled at you for eating her prawns.
Wait, I don't have that photo you were talking about, but I've got a similar one. You're intimidating Elvis. You're like,
what? What is that? Is that me?
No, that's me.
Yeah, who's on the left? Right, I thought it was me in the photo with him. I'm like, they don't look like me. No, it's Elvis, Ethan. Oh, okay. It's good to know.
I'm going
to
send you a photo of that so you can, like, put it in the podcast bit.
Yeah, that can be the cover photo for this one. Mitch and Ethan, who is actually just Elvis. Cardboard cutout. Is it a cardboard cutout or an actual dude impersonator?
Cardboard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Looks real from here.
Why do I do things sometimes?
Why do you look so retarded when you're with Elvis?
I don't know.
He brings out the special in me. Man, it's that big chin. Oh, right, yeah. Jazz gets back from a stingray rescue yesterday. She gets back from that and she finds a note on her car, which I've yet to determine whose handwriting it is, whether it is this man that we believe or it isn't.
Yeah.
You are very sexy. Call me Trent. And there's a number that I won't read on the podcast because I'm having fun with it, not whoever's listening to this. I'm going to have fun with this. And I need to know, what is the statute of limitations of impersonating a police officer on the phone? Can you do that? Is that illegal?
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like it might be.
Because I could fuck with this guy so bad.
Why?
I could do it like, I was going to like call up and pretend to be like the fucking PC police in 2020 and just like come up with some sort of like over the top name for the department. Like I'm the Department of like Women's Equality or something like that.
Yeah.
This is Sergeant so-and-so. And then say that he's been like, he's going to have to go on a watch list for like harassing women and stalking them and leaving notes on their car. Would you like, you're going to have to come into the fucking precinct, otherwise we're going to have a warrant out for your arrest. Oh. This poor cunt is going to go into the cop shop and be like, I'm here for the note that I left on the car. And be like, what are you talking about, you fucking idiot? You've been bamboozled by the Jew.
The fact that you think that he'd so actually fall for that.
I reckon I could get him to fall for that. Over the phone.
I don't think you could.
100% I could. Don't even fucking try me. I could do it.
No,
I could do it. I would have it pre-scripted. I'd have it all ready to read out. I'd be like, this is what I've got to say. I'm Constable so-and-so. Could you please state your first and last name and date of birth for this phone call? Or alternatively, you can come into the station and we can interview you there. And then he'll be like, oh, well, I'd much rather take the phone call. So then he'll give me his full name instead of just his first name. And then once I've got his full name, I can start calling him Mr. whatever his last name that he gave me. And that's going to fuck him up. Because he gave me the information, but he doesn't know he gave it to me. So I just say, hello, is this speaking? And he'll go, yeah. And I'll be like, this is Constable whatever from wherever. Could you please state your first and last name and date of birth? Otherwise, you've got to come down the station. And I guarantee you he'll give it to me. And then the fuckery begins. I can do it. Don't even fucking
tell me. We are doing this on the podcast.
Yeah, but I've got to write it all out. It's going to be a
fucking
awful.
That's fine.
Either that, that's a pretty dick move. Like, that's some psycho shit because some dude left.
Absolutely, like an overreaction and some psycho shit.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Yeah, like on another level.
It's kind of funny though, isn't it?
Yes, because you're a fucking nutcase. It's funny, like one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
It's no harm, no foul. Like it's a prank. Like I just want to fuck with the guy.
Yeah, until you give him anxiety.
He just ends
and
his life.
Fucking freaks out.
Oh no.
He's clearly a fucking retard if he's leaving notes on cars.
What a dickhead.
Yeah.
I just want to fuck
and
with
him. And if he falls
for
that, he might
that.
Very well trick himself into fucking topping himself.
Do we just call him up and just roast him for being such a cuck on the podcast?
Oh.
But like, why didn't you just go up and talk to her?
Yeah.
Like, Shaz is pretty easy going. Like, if you went up and just went, oh, hey, I saw you rescuing stingrays. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, dude, all right, now I fucking feel sorry for this guy. God damn it.
Yeah. I was invested in him.
I was
like, hey, man, you grow some balls, you fucking pussy. Like,
I was either going to do that.
Like, you see a kid who can finally jump and dunk the hoop, you know? You're proud of him.
Shaz does look younger. Than she is. She looks like.
Oh, so now
like,
you're calling him a pedophile?
No, I'm not saying that.
Are you admitting you're a pedophile?
When I met her, I was 26 and I thought she was like 20.
Yeah.
Because she's never drunk alcohol and she doesn't touch anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, you're going to fucking live for it. And she's worried when I go away for a night. I'm like, I'm going to die a lot earlier before you. Like, I've smoked.
You might as well get used to the idea.
I've smoked a lot. Not a lot of drugs. So, yeah, I'm not going to live forever.
Yeah.
You're going to outlive me for heaps long, Chaz. So if you want to go out at the same time, you got to start drinking at least.
Yeah. Have a beer or two, Chaz.
That's upsetting. She's going to be like, oh, I didn't think you thought that far ahead in our relationship. That's really sweet.
I didn't know.
Because bitches are crazy.
Oh, dude, I fucking hope she's not listening to this.
Why? The part about me dying is pretty upsetting.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen. I'm going to die. So
yeah,
whatever.
Definitely before her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to go to your funeral.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be sad. But that's usually what happens because women live longer than men. It's crazy
that you think yous are going to be together for life.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that good, mate?
Yeah, that's heaps good. I never really said that, though. I just said I was going to die before her.
Yeah, but... Yeah, hey, she's going to be at your funeral, mate. That's,
she might be.
Yeah.
Either there to shit on the coffin as it goes down or to say a few sad words before I go.
Maybe both.
Who was into this?
Maybe you develop a kink in the future and she wanted to give you a good send-off, you know?
One last ride.
Nice. One last ride of the pony. While Shaz shits on you.
So, yeah, it's either I send him down to the cop station and fuck with him, but that's impersonating a police officer, so that's fucked. Or I just make him drive like 4 hours for some pussy.
That's what happened to Stennett.
Did it? Yeah. Someone did it.
He drove
to
a car. That's like
It's like a fucking 2-day trip.
Yeah.
We make him like break coronavirus fucking laws and cross the border. Because he's thinking with his dick bad.
Like it was a few years ago. Someone catfished him so bad.
Yeah,
like they knew who he was.
All the way to Mackay for some pussy that he didn't even get.
Yeah. They didn't exist.
That's got to be the saddest wank ever.
Oh.
He just pulls up.
Like, photos from.
Yeah.
To impersonate her. And he found her.
He's like, oh, you'll do.
He's trying to make up for lost time.
I love how he thought he had a chance with her just because they used the photo.
Yeah.
And he's like, clearly I can pull this type of woman.
Yeah. I just got catfished with this woman.
Yeah. But that's what level I'm at.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
She just hadn't come across my photo yet.
Yeah. Oh, that's so horrifically sad.
Oh, yeah.
That poor boy.
Yeah, well, look.
Yeah, that cunt owes me $1,000.
I know. You told me not to worry about it.
Yeah.
I was going to break him.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. When you told me about it. I was like, I'll go around and I'll fucking break him.
The day we got together.
And we'll get the money back.
And you're like...
We got together.
Yeah.
I was like,
no, now you're like, I'll just go around and sit on him. So give me the money back.
That was when I was skinny.
Or I'll take all your tendies.
That was when I was a good fucking hottie, mate.
Good boy. Everybody loves a good boy.
I was under 70 kilos.
Under 70?
Yeah.
Fuck. I suppose height-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because I'm 60.
Yeah.
So, you wouldn't be that much heavier than me, but
well, I was like you're a lot 60, shorter. I got down to like 67 kilos.
Yeah.
So 7 kilos between us. What at happened? That point.
What happened?
I started getting fooled. Some pussy. I was like, I don't need to do this anymore. What? I'm going to stay hot? I've already got some pussy. It's all right. And if she leaves me, I'll have to go on my diet again.
Yeah, but...
Danny's just looking at me like, why don't you go on your diet now so I can enjoy it? You're wasting your best years, Mitchell. Get it while it's gone, boy.
Boy.
Hey, Tanya. Could I please partake in one of your beverages?
Yes.
Are you getting up, are you?
Yeah.
It's going to be the first time you've left the lounge this whole time.
Make him paranoid.
Oh, yeah.
Why would he be paranoid? I'm just saying he's lazy.
Well, I'm certainly not going to help you with this.
Oh, I've got a ringing in my ear. Can you hear it?
Oh, fuck off, cunt.
I can.
He's fucking with me.
No, seriously. I can hear it. It's gone now. It went
meep.
Yeah, me too. But I've got tinnitus.
I can hear a little bit of hissing.
I've got tinnitus, so I've got ringing in my ears constantly.
I've got sawdust in my nose. I want to see my boogers.
Got coffee grind in me lungs.
They're fucking black.
Man, you used to go to the bottom of the mine pits and like come back up and you were fucking picking black boogers for...
Yeah, that shit.
Ever.
That gives you cancer.
Yeah.
I was cutting into some... old ass sealant that was like under a floor today. It was like Sikaflex or like some sort of silicon sealant.
Yeah.
And I was cutting it with like a multi-tool.
Yeah.
And it fucking stunk so bad. It smelled really sweet to begin with.
Mm.
And then it was just like, oh, that scent smells so bad. And I fucking threw up in a bin. Just like a baby bird, just like, and it was gone.
So it went away.
After I
went away.
No, I spewed and then I got out of there. I was like, that's fuck, whatever was in that.
Yeah. Was it, have you ever smelt like the front of a windshield that's ever been smashed in? Maybe you're not white trash enough for
No.
that.
No.
The rubber or like the plastic that they use over that window, it stops it from shattering.
Yeah.
And that fucking rubber smells really fucking bad.
That's what I've been smelling.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Now you know my life. You're white trash like I am.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Because, that fucking stunk heaps bad.
Yeah.
When I was, we'll say this off the record, but I'm driving a certain car that might have a certain smash window around, and, it makes this weird smell all the time.
You smashed your own window.
No, I didn't smash it. Oh. Like a rock hit it. It's been fucked for ages. So now I've got the fucking story that, like, if I get pulled up, I'm just like, oh, I fucking wouldn't believe it. It's just coming out of work. It's a fucking truck. Old mate left his tools on the fucking thing.
Oh, you're making the bet that you'll get away with it the first time by making up a story.
Yeah.
That it just happened.
Yeah, a spanner just flew off a truck and just fucking smashed it right then.
Like, where's the spanner?
Just fucking happened. I don't know, back up the road somewhere. It's fucking.
What are you going to tell the insurance, mate?
Happened like 10 Ks ago.
One, you stop and pick it up. Why would someone else is going to get a spanner in the windshield.
Why would I pick up a spanner? It's not my spanner.
Hey, man. You fucking left it for someone else to die on. Mate, where's you're under arrest.
That's
for
their problem.
Breach of duty of care, mate.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
You clearly do because you know it hit your fucking windshield, mate.
I fled a crash site already on the way here.
Yeah, exactly. You're under arrest, Mr. Man driving a car, sir.
Was I allowed to leave?
No.
Really? Like there was a crash?
Yeah.
I fucking went boom into a telephone pole.
Yeah, no, you're supposed to hang around if they need statements. You might have seen something that the other people
didn't see nothing about shit, all right?
You saw enough to know
nothing
that
about
the power
nothing.
Lines were
all
spinning.
I saw was some wobbly fucking power lines. That's all I saw, officer.
Yeah, and you heard the horn.
And I heard the horn, and I walked and over, and I was like, no one's...
You saw a nipple.
I was like, no one's dead.
Someone's nipple. You're like, that's a nipple. I'm not going there because it's a little bit too large, and the long nipples, they're a little bit too long. You're like, oh, that's a creepy-looking nipple. I'm walking this way,
so if you say if it was a hot chick that had been in the crash, I would have hung around.
Of course. Of course you would.
I'm a true piece of shit.
If there's a hot titty out, of course you're going to go partakes. Fuck off, Django. Don't be making those noises.
I don't think they hit the pole hard enough that titties flew out of the shirt.
You never know. You didn't hang around to find out.
I went and looked. They both were out of the car. I was like, there's no
titties here. Is there any nipples? You were talking about that old lady. You just didn't look down far enough.
Yeah, man. How fucked would it be if my perception of what happened was totally different? And there's just like a dead kid in the back. And I'm like, ooh, missed that. I was just checking the front seat.
That's
Everyone
an
was
evil
good.
Thought, Ethan.
Well, it just occurred to me that I didn't check the back seat.
Well,
I just checked the
you
front.
You just missed the dead baby.
No, oh, I'm so getting a visit from the cobbers then.
Yeah.
It was weird though, like after that happened,
It
was just like everyone coming out of their houses because it's just the horn on.
Mm.
It's like, what the fuck is that?
Because they fucking probably hear horns all the time and they heard one continuously going on and they're like, that's the motherfucker we're going to get. Django, don't you start your noises, mate. Django, I'd prefer it if you wouldn't start your noises. Django, please, would you stop your noises? We're trying to podcast.
This one-eyed cat.
Oh, man, I feel like that'd make a good country song.
One-eyed cat.
Yeah, one-eyed cat. He's a one-eyed cat. Doing things with less art than the rest of us.
Do you know how to rhyme?
No.
I didn't say.
It doesn't have to rhyme.
What were we singing?
It's a haiku.
It is not haiku.
It's a haiku.
You're like,
you just... I'm writing haiku songs, all right? You just look at shit, you describe it, and then you look at other shit, and you don't describe that, you
doesn't
talk about
something
else.
Doesn't a haiku need like 5 syllables, then 7 syllables, then 5 syllables?
No.
Well, that's what a haiku is.
No, a haiku is a Japanese poem.
Yeah, which has a syllabetic structure. I made that word up.
Fuck off.
Did I?
Did you? Define syllabetic structure.
Is that a word? syllabetic's a word.
Yeah, but what about syllabetic structure?
Yeah, well, structure's also a word.
Yeah, but is that an actual term that people use to describe a haiku?
Oh, according to the official Scrabble Players Dictionary, syllabetic is not a word.
You just made up a term. Does it actually exist, though?
I don't know.
Are poems...
A haiku has 5, then 7, then 5. Mitchell is fat man. He eats lots of cake daily. Might lose... both his feet. That's a haiku.
That was a good haiku as well. That was really good, man.
You just got to count it out.
Yeah, and wait.
I was about to say, you need to write that down, but we have it on the podcast.
Don't something it. I can't remember what the term was.
Don't mention it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, don't acknowledge it.
Don't acknowledge it. That's right.
Oh, man.
Can you try that again?
No.
No?
No, it's weird enough.
Where's your spirit, Mitchell?
People are going to listen to this and be like, what the fuck?
Why?
Don't acknowledge it.
They're going to be like, that was heaps good. That was.
They're
going to
be like, that... Mitchell's lost his fucking mind. They're actually gonna be like, oh yeah, he's gone schizophrenic now.
Oh yes.
That's him. Wait.
Over there stating facts.
You shut your whore mouth, yeah? Fucking I smack ya.
Bloody women are talking. Oi.
Oi.
Oh, Luke had the best call when he saw me the other night.
Yeah?
He goes, you look like the guy that bashed and replaced Ethan. He's like, where's Ethan?
Hey, you look like you got assaulted.
Yeah. I wrote a new joke on that I tried out too.
Yeah,
it was about people who have like fucking like they want to have kids, so they have like they adopt a dog as like a trial run for the kids.
Yeah,
I'm like, is your relationship going that fucking bad that you have to bring animal testing into it? Just don't have kids, and it did well.
Yeah,
I can't remember if that's exactly how I worded it. Or something like
that's
that.
That's a fucking good bit.
Yeah.
That is a good bit.
And I'm going to go into talking about how, like, you might be prepared for the dog to fuck up and you can make excuses for it. So, like, but what are you going to do when your kid is fucking shitting on the floor and biting the mailman? You can't be like, oh, it's not his fault. He's a rescue. He had a fucked up childhood, that one. Like, you gave birth to him once.
Well, I tried to put him down and they stopped me. They said it was too late. It was too far in the pregnancy. Sorry, ma'am, you're going to have this one.
This one's a keeper.
Look, he snuck past the pitcher's catcher.
There was a story I read about this fucking couple that had a miscarriage, which is pretty sad.
Mm.
But then they got told that they had an 83% chance of giving birth to a child with a chromosomal disorder. And then they posted, "We're happy to announce that the other day we had a healthy baby boy." And I'm like, no, you have a gambling addiction. Because 83% is fucking bad odds and you rolled the dice. What the fuck were you thinking? Is that a good bit? I don't know.
I fucking think it is. Unless anyone in the crowd has
had a miscarriage or a retarded child, then they're going to be like, "You motherfucker, I hate you." I'll be like, "Well, if you were told, you got fucking told."
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like, it makes everyone feel like down. Shit as well. It's like, oh, man, because everyone's thinking, "I probably wouldn't have kids, eh?"
Yeah.
And they're like, "We don't care. We just want a child to share our
love
with."
We want someone so bad that we're going to forgo getting a pre-made one and make our fucking own and roll the dice rather than just pick one up from the shop that doesn't cry.
Oh, man. Or shit themselves. That's why I want to adopt.
Man, if I was going to get it, yeah, you got to adopt a kid. Because there's just so many outs. It's like having... Well, not as much as having the fucking
so many outs. Dog. It's like, oh yeah, you can just blame it on the other parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Blame it's like, it if they're genetic. A shit kid. You're just like, oh no, their parents shit were genetics. From Western Australia.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fuck having your own, then that's your fault.
Yeah, exactly.
All of its fuck ups, your fault.
Is this still your bit?
No, but it could be.
Yeah, it could be. I fucking like that.
Mm.
That's a fucking real good bit.
Yeah.
Now,
that fucking woman who just drove a car straight into a pole today. That was her mum's fault.
Yeah.
For fucking giving birth to that mess who can't fucking drive. Too harsh?
Oh, that's good.
I don't know.
That is fucking very good.
She just looks so dumb when she got out of the car too. I'm like, you're actually fucking retarded.
She probably looked like what Belzy used to look like.
Because there was just nothing that happened. Like, I just saw the power lines in the car. And it didn't look like anyone hit her. I think she just did it of her own accord.
She thought it was the road.
Yeah.
She thought the pole was the road. She drove at it. Look, mate, she thought she was doing the right thing. Can you imagine, like, driving along the highway and then the next moment the highway is just someone's house and you're like, Jesus, fuck, what happened?
That's what fucking Will's crazy ex-missus did. Going along the Pacific Highway after Bennett's Green. It was just like, Will said she used to angry drive. And so she's just fucking... And like turned it heaps hard to the right going into a corner and just lost it and then parked it in like a fucking off a retaining wall into like a fucking old folks home. I'm like, that's fucking hectic. Did anyone die? And they're like, no. I'm like, that's a shame. Because this story would have been fucking crazy.
Oh, fuck. You'd be in jail. Can you imagine like going to jail? For some old person.
Yeah, you're like, they had like 2 years left max. Yeah, and I crushed them with my car because I can't drive.
I put them out of their misery by some standards.
So upsetting.
Yeah. Honestly, with the amount of money I just saved the government, not looking after that person, you should give me some money.
Yeah, but that's why the government sucks, because they're greedy and they're like, we're going to take that money and we're going to put you in jail. And make even more money off you. You're like, God damn it. I'm getting fucked on both ends. Nice. Well, that's an hour.
Ah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah. So, fucking Stag and Hunter set last night. Oh, not last night. Night before. Was it last night? It was last night, wasn't it?
It was Wednesday night.
It was the night before. There was a last night and I can't remember it.
Cooking the candle on both ends, mate.
Yep. Anyway.
I'm not going to judge you. I fucked around on a school night with Bobby.
I actually didn't, though.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
Nah. I thought...
mean, I was just so I got pretty baked, and I was like, gotta go into work. I didn't get super baked. I had like one fucking cone. It's nothing. Used to do six and go fundraising for Save the Children. That was fun.
That's how you knew it was that fucking what Bobby was doing. Like, oh, yep, one for the road.
Fucking
you'd done it plenty of times. Just finish it.
You don't want any more?
Nah. Don't acknowledge it. All right, it's been an hour. Let's fucking cut it there.
I was going to say.
Bye.
Bye.